Good morning and welcome to F.I.L.A. SPA conference call to comment the presentation of the offer for the acquisition of the Consom Group. I'd now like to leave the floor to Massimo Candela, the Managing Director of F.I.L.A.
Thank you and good morning everyone, and thanks for being here. Today I am particularly pleased to announce that we managed to sign this exclusive agreement. I would furthermore like to explain about what kind of impacts the French law has in these cases, in the case of agreements of the kind. I am particularly happy of the fact that this operation has succeeded up to some years ago. This is something that we didn't expect in the world of art and craft. This is probably the best, the greatest brand in the world. This is a brand which is leading in almost any country where it is present, except for minor exceptions, for example, in Italy. The very fact that this group has been a leading group for decades is also evidence of quality. This is one of those companies which are really demanding in the world in nominal terms. In other words, the product is identified with the brand. So this company was sold by the group that owned it because this group had its core group in an area that had nothing to do with the core group, with the core business of content. So the company basically found itself in a stage of development where either its stakeholders would decide to invest or the value of the company would be compromised. So basically, they decided to sell, fortunately for us, and we were lucky enough to be chosen as purchasers. One aspect goes without doubt, without any doubt. The fact that we acquired Dalaran basically was some kind of a winning business card for us. Like all companies the world over, you reach a stage whether either you make a jump, a leap in terms of quality, or you lose your effectiveness. And Canson, similarly, finds itself in a stage in which it can benefit from major sales volumes from the leadership of Dalaran in the United States and in England. And at the same time, it can profit by the fact that there are lots of subsidiaries all over the world of F.I.L.A. Canson, today, almost all over the world, works through its distributors. So against this background, Canson will benefit a lot from it. And at the same time, F.I.L.A. Did really well with its subsidiaries years ago. And today, it can profit by the fact that it has products asked for from a nominal point of view that our customers are demanding. So our customers will start probably providing their final customers with integrated commercial policy issues. So against this background, F.I.L.A. will gain important advantages in all those markets where F.I.L.A. so far is not yet a leader. So it will, thanks to the integration of Canson, the F.I.L.A. products will gain lots of advantages from this. About one-third of the turnover of Canson refer to areas in which Canson is a quality leader when it comes to color products for children. So Gioco is a leader in parcels, in consumables, when it comes to the color sector. And at the same time, Canson is the leading brand when it comes to the paper that is used for young children. So I'm talking about high added value products which perfectly match with the Fila products in the same areas, belonging to the traditional Fila core business. The other part of Canson turnover is achieved in art and craft, in the art and craft sector, and there, thanks to the acquisition of Dalle-Rauning, again, we find ourselves in a very good position. So the cooperation is fundamental. A fundamental aspect for both companies is the fact that both companies rely on a productive system which is perfectly overlapping. So when you have a production system which perfectly overlaps with an identical kind of supply, then it is clear that we can expect important cost synergies, but at the same time also major synergies when it comes to product development, innovation, offer segmentation, market coverage. In the cases where Dalle-Rauning is a leader, Canson is a follower, and the other way around, Dalle-Rauning suffered a lot from Canson competition, especially in continental Europe and in new countries in Southeast Europe, where Canson is an unparalleled leader. And in those areas, we will have major advantages. We will have a competitive edge. Very briefly, I would like to explain to you what it means for us to have signed exclusive negotiations. We went through a diligence process. The French norms, the French law, foresees that any kind of agreement one reaches, this agreement is subject to the approval, the non-binding approval of the French trade union. This approval is non-binding. And this non-binding approval has to take place within 90 working days from the date when the agreement is announced. So basically this morning, starting 90 days from this morning. So normally, when we talk about exclusive agreement, as far as I am concerned, at least I had a different interpretation of the word exclusive from the case we are dealing with. In other words, in this case, we are dealing with a deal that is different. I was used to talk about exclusive terms, and exclusive referred to all aspects of the deal. In this case, the aspects of the deal are closed. There's nothing else we have to discuss, but rather there is a suspension non-binding clause. And this is something that we should point out. Because, as a matter of fact, this is how the situation is. All aspects of the deal are well-defined. The company has a turnover of about 100 million euros. This is a company which has a very significant first margin because of the recognized quality of its products. In spite of this, it suffers from the fact that it was outside the perimeter of the core business of the previously controlling company. So we believe that it is not very challenging to go and work on the underlying cost structure, all the cost structure underlying the margins, in order to make the company become profitable again, profitable in line with the name of its great brand. Furthermore, we have major expectations when it comes to the Italian market. Fila here is largely present and well represented on the Italian market. The market is experiencing concentration trends, but in spite of this, we have very good opportunities to give Canson back the fame and the prestige it used to have in the past, because in Italy the brand sort of suffered a kind of management that was not very much in line that the way a market leader would deserve. So we have great expectations when it comes to Italy. The biggest expectations lie in all those countries where Fila acts as a follower. I'm talking about France, for example, or Germany, or Spain, where Canson has a turnover which is higher than Fila's turnover as a group, than Fila's group turnover. When it comes to the number of our customers, we have 100% overlapping. So we have 100% of our customers in common with the Canson group. So it is reasonable to think that as Fila is a follower of Canson, if we acquire a market leader, then it is reasonable to expect that we will be able to conquer additional market shares. I would like furthermore to point out that ever since we've got to know the brand, Fila is growing by internal lines thanks to the fact that it has conquered market shares and our market has more or less remained stable. So the very fact that we acquired a market leader and the fact that we're going to increase our market shares with this leader won't represent any kind of aggressive program or innovative program. The same applies to the United States. There are some essential elements that should be underlined in this respect. It is not by chance that Fila had, so to say, stalled for a while the opening of its subsidiary in Australia, because Canson has a subsidiary that provides for high turnover in Australia. So in short, we will in a way bring our turnover in line with their production. The same can be said for Brazil, where Fila and Canson both have two production plants very close one to the other in the São Paulo area. So in Brazil, again, we have the same customers. So I believe that we can reasonably assume that we can achieve cost reduction or a better impact on the market. This is in the reasonable way of thinking. Carson's turnover very much resembles the turnover structure of Fila. Their turnover is made up for 35% in the school sector and the rest in art and craft. For us, the proportions are invested 60% of the group makes revenues in the school sector and the rest in art and craft. But I think that these proportions, these percentages will eventually become more and more similar in the long term. So I think that this will be more and more proportional. We might spend hours talking about this, and it is not my intention to stay connected for hours and hours, but I suggest that we move on to more specific questions, so as to, in a way, make our discussion, our conversation a little bit more lively. To reserve your question, please press star 1. Now the floor to Alessandro Cecchini from Equita. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for your presentation. I have a number of questions. The first question is the following. Can you give us an indication of the kind of margins that Canson has from a standalone point of view? We said that its margins are lower than Fila's margins, but I would like to briefly understand what kind of margins it has and what kind of problems it faced when it comes to the gross margin, thereby referring to the fact that gross margin is assumed to be very good. Then I have a second question. The second question refers to synergies when it comes to production. So unlike the acquisitions you made in the past, where you knew very well the way in which products are made, for example, dollar. I'm referring to dollar acquisition, for example. Here we're talking about a slightly different kind of product range. So I would like to know about the production synergies that you expect from this acquisition and what in the timing of these synergies. And then I have a third question on the organic growth, on the growth of the company turnover over the last few years. You reported a 2015 figure for growth, but I would like to know a little bit more about the trend when it comes to the growth of turnover and if there are some subcategories of product which are overperforming or underperforming. Just a little bit, in order to know a little bit more about this, the overview. So when you talk about company, are you referring to Canson? The answer is yes. Well, when it comes to margins, when needs to speak the same language, we have to understand each other. This company has a first margin, and by first margin I refer to the sales price minus the direct production cost. This company has a gross margin that is comparable, if not higher, to that of Fila, because we're talking about a market leader. So we're talking about a first margin whose margin is higher than that of Dalla Running. When a company is part of a group and is a little bit out of business, that company pays more anything that is underneath the profit and loss account because it cannot have subsidiaries, it had to sell through distributors, it had a whole series of fixed costs. And when you are a standalone company, you have to pay for those costs with your turnover. So in this sector, in the paper sector, we're talking about a sector which is stable, it is not growing. Consumptions are stable, the consumption of our products are stable. So it is obvious that vis-a-vis a stable turnover, even if you have a high gross margin, clearly the company is suffering a lot when it comes to underlying costs. So when we are talking about net margins, if we're talking about net margins, I believe that all art and crafts companies, all companies, the former world leader, Dollar, Canson, and other 15 to 20 companies, they are all fighting with EBITDA values, which are one-digit EBITDA figures, because all of them have problems of size problems. And that's the reason why we wanted to enter this segment. This is something I would like to remind you. So the sector is identical to our sector when it comes to production logics or R&D problems, research on components, innovation problems, trade synergies. This is a very fragmented sector. Its first margin made it possible for it to survive in spite of the fragmentation. But this fragmentation, this high degree of fragmentation, is in a way becoming costly for everybody, because any company doesn't have the necessary size. And this applies also to the former world leader. Dollar is a slightly different company compared to the art and craft average companies, because it used to be a very aggressive company on costs. And as a matter of fact, we are currently experiencing a lot of organizational problems. So they used to have some kind of a short-term policies, while leading brands have a very high gross margin, and then it will be up to us to work in this company to, in a way, make it in line with our distribution system, reduce their distribution costs in the world, and then increase our presence thanks to the strength of this brand. So there's one indication I would like to give to you. I can tell you that when the company was sold the last time, the company had an EBITDA of 20%, and that was in 2007. So, first years of the year 2000, that was the EBITDA. What happened afterwards, I cannot tell you, because that sector didn't experience any drop in terms of consumption. So I don't know what happened afterwards. But certainly, any leader that deserves this name, that deserves to be named a leader, well, I frankly do not understand why it shouldn't bring production control home. I do not understand why it shouldn't achieve figures in line with its tradition. So when you talk about margins lower than Fila, well, my answer is no, I don't think this applies to this company. I think that this company will perform better than Fila. It will profit by its brand, and it's much better than our brand. If I calculate the number of countries where this Canson Group is leading compared to the sector where it works, this is a sector where almost anyone will find it difficult to find more than 4 to 5 components. While Fila has lots of competitors, in this case, we have a lower number of competitors. Thank you. When it comes to production synergies, that was your second question, right? Well, when it comes to production synergies, synergies have to be divided into two main groups, to be very clear. Production synergies are very important with Dalla Running. Just to give you an example, Dalla Running used to buy in a competitive market its raw materials also from Canson. In this case, we have an integration. So we have margins. Because today, for example, Dalla would not buy from Canson, but rather from Canson's competitors. So first synergies can be achieved, first of all, from the fact that we have production plants. And in the future, these production plants, we won't be able to have these plants. So there is some kind of a combination of plants that is not necessary, given the acquisitions. And then there is an integration in value when it comes to the business of Dalla, because Dalla used to be some kind of a processing company. About one-third or one-fourth of the business of Dalla was on paper. So this way, we managed, in a way, to keep an important eye on that. Another synergy, probably more important than this one, is an organizational synergy. Up to some months ago, Canson and Dalla used to be direct competitors, used to compete with sales and administrative structures that were the same. And on the market, now we also have Fila's sales and administrative structure. In France, we have a production and administrative and sales structure of Fila, of Dalla, and Canson. We're talking about the same customers for the three companies, and the same applies to Italy, to Germany, to Spain. So clearly, we will try and keep the best of any company, to keep the very best of any company. But I don't think I can rightly say that we do not need three administrative managers. Three administration managers. So there, we're going to have important organizational synergies. We have added value. That added value can be taken from Canson distributors. Canson only has 4 subsidiaries in the world, while we have 25. So the added value of our distributors will, so to say, be brought back to our subsidiaries. And then there is a reorganization, which is due to the fact that we have the contemporary presence, that we are contemporarily present all over the world, for example, in the United States, in Canada, in France, in Spain, Italy, and Germany. And also Poland, if I may add. Thank you. As regards the last aspect, so what was your last question? Talking about the company. Well, if I were to give you my opinion, I think it is a little bit early, but certainly I can give you general indications. As we are dealing in a sector that is expected to concentrate, I think we're going to focus more on cost reduction and not on turnover growth. In other words, the multiple we're going to pay is going to be very low if you consider our synergies. And that figure will be achieved thanks to the fact that we're going to work more. We will have to work more in terms of costs. We will have to work moderately well in countries, in the countries where Canson and Dala overlap, because Dala used to be more aggressive in prices, so we expect an increase in the group average margin. Just to give you an idea, the paper part of Dala has a gross margin which is much lower than Canton's, well, because Dala used to be very aggressive in the past. And then, I believe that we will expect an organic growth, because, just to give you an example, Fila is a leading company. It is an undisputed leader in Italy, while Canson has a number of competitors. So I believe that in Italy, Fila's strength will enable a very important organic growth for Canson. This, I think, will apply also for Spain and Germany, where we will achieve a critical mass, and this will help us make quality leaps when it comes to certain customers, vis-a-vis certain customers. This is what basically what Fila has done over the last few years, acquiring market shares of our competitors. What I expect is a reciprocal support from Fila and Canson over the next few years. When I submitted this project to my board of directors, I simply told them that if we manage to acquire this brand, we will guarantee the growth of the Fila brand for the next six to seven years. Because we are certainly going to guarantee a significant presence on many markets where we used to be present, but where we were still very little. So this way, we are becoming very important for our customers. Thank you very much. Now the floor to Gianluca Pediconi from Momentum. You have the floor. Hi, Massimo. This is Gianluca. I probably missed the beginning of your presentation. I'd just like to know if we can have some more details on financial aspects, on the financial aspects of the operation, and to have some indications of what we are going to pay, and if it is still not disclosed, to have at least some indications on... you believe that you can have an IPS accredited GDP and some impacts on the financial situation. So whether we have to expect some post operations and also the timing or an objective in terms of ratio we expect to achieve in order to feel ourselves comfortable. I would like to apologize. I was explained that in this stage, at this stage, when the deal was defined but not approved by the trade unions, I was told that I am not allowed to give precise details. So I have to comply with this. Anyway, I am going to try and give you some elements, some significant elements. What I can tell you is that we're going to be beneath a leverage which is 3.5 times below the EBITDA and FFT. This is something that we've always declared, not to go above this threshold. I can tell you that we are fully aware of the fact that we acquired Dahler last February. In an ideal situation, we would have preferred to have more time between the integration, the absorption of one acquisition and the other one. The problem is that Canson was sold, it was put on sale through a bidding procedure. And as we are the most beautiful brand in the world, we were forced to comply with the times of the seller. I'm saying this because we decided when it comes to the execution part, I believe that the results are almost certain. We are talking about a market leader which is some 100 years old, consolidated consumption values and important values. So what's important in the area, in the stage of execution, is to do things well and not 6 months before or 6 months later. Undoubtedly, our plan foresees to create major synergies in a couple of years, because in most of the cases we're talking about cost synergies. If you calculate the synergies, we have in mind a multiple value which is a single digit multiple, but very low. Thank you very much. I would like to remind participants that they should press star 1 to book their question. Now the floor to Alessandro Cecchini from Equita. A very short indication on a couple of aspects. First, from looking at your presentation, I've seen that Consol has four main product categories. So I would like to understand what kind of trend we are observing in these four divisions, also in sectorial terms. I would like to understand what kind of development the four different categories will experience. And this was the first question. This is my question, sorry. Thank you, Alessandro. Well, let's start from the easiest one, which is the one that is what makes the biggest problems for companies, that is the trading activities. When a company doesn't have clear ideas, it normally starts doing credit, so basically average margins go down, the floating capital increase a lot, etc. This is what we try not to do. We believe that integration with the paper sector is very important, but it should be done as we have done. So by buying a leading company, buying their know-how. We bought employees, we bought know-how, we bought the entire know-how that this company has. This trading activity is not very serious. It's poorly sustainable, but it gives you the idea of the fact that we will find it easy to implement our products. If you look at these pictures, and these are not mine, I think they come from Canson. I think they made it in their info memo. If you look at the three pictures, that very much resembles an advertisement of Pila. So, for example, the felty pens they produce in Santo Domingo, then in the center you see, again, a picture resembling that of Dollar, and then on the right you have colors similar to ours. So you can see that there is a product range which very much resembles that of our companies. So Canson is telling you that they tried to cover their costs, the distribution costs, by carrying out trading activities, while we will find it easier to, in a way, enter our product by integrating their offers. Just understand well, when you talk about trading activities, do you say that they buy products from others and then sell it with the brands? Yes, the answer is yes. So that's a part that you will cut, I assume. Actually, they keep the brand of the others. So they keep the brand of the others. This is not a picture I've taken, but I can tell you, just to give you an example, in the United States, they used to distribute the fourth world distributor of colors, which is Talents. And in the States, we're going to do something more than simply distributing the colors of talents. But Canson certainly is an excellent driver for these products. Dollar and Canson in America cover about 100% of the distribution of the arts and crafts in America. So there is an integration of colors. There is integration between mixon, dollar, and canson. As regards canson, in order to keep their subsidiaries in place, they would then make distribution agreements. For us, they will. It will be about either merging two subsidiaries when they are in competition, or will remove some distributors. Some distributors are working very well in Argentina, in Chile, in Mexico, where we have the most of our subsidiaries. Or we will have to standardize the two offers, like in Germany, France, for example. In these cases, we have some kind of a double structure in all of these countries. As regards the other three product categories, just starting from the main one, fine arts, canson, in this case, is the world leader in the field of papers for hobby artists and for those who paint and draw. So I believe that this is the perfect marriage with the Mainieri colors or the dollar colors. When it comes to the paper of dollar, in that case, we're talking about a cost division. So we will basically divide distribution costs. As regards the school sector, that was that used to be one of my dreams. So in that case, albums are a very rich sector. I can give you some figures. But I can tell you that competitors had a gross margin which is over 70%. That's a very rich sector where quality is recognized. And I think that the marriage with Giotto is the most evident thing that can come to your mind. So I assume that apart from the fact that Giotto and Canson will have their market positioning, I assume that when our promoter goes to the schools and promotes Giotto products, starting from tomorrow, he or she will talk about, for example, the Canson paper album. So I think we cannot but be optimistic about the fact that also the sales of Canson products will increase considerably. As regards the digital sector, that's a sector that is not that makes up for about 7% of their turnover. It is high margins, it has high margins, and here we will devote a key account, as Canson is doing today. So it's basically the kind of paper that you give to those people who would like to make possible prints, for example, of photographs. Today, with digitalization, people are increasingly inclined to make special prints of papers or of paintings. So they produce a special kind of paper that is used for this type of print. Its name is digital. Digital because it uses the modern printing technologies. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now the floor to Gabriele Berti from Banca IMI. Good morning. Thanks for your presentation. I'd just like to have an indication on your share in the art and craft market after the aggregation and the share of the second, if you are in view of the consolidation of the market, this will help to additional aggregation. My answer can be yes to everybody, to everything. We will certainly become an additional aggregator. I have about 40 companies that I am considering between 20 and 50 million. The second is a company that invoices about 40 million, and as we bought Canson, we have reached about 200 million, so we can proudly define ourselves as the leader in the art and craft sector in the world. This is definitely very important. But I have to tell you that the most important thing is not this one, I have to tell you. I am quite presumptuous enough to tell you that the art and craft sector is a little bit abandoning its clear-cut borders of the past. I am increasingly seeing, thanks to Dalla, that our products are increasing in that category. Distribution is becoming more and more integrated. So for some years, we will continue talking about relative size in the arts and crafts sector, but to a much lesser degree. The tendency is that of business overlapping. I have no individual customer, no customer in no country of Dalro Mainery which is not considering Fila products in their product range. So probably the sector will lose its identity over time. Now, the floor from the English line.
Leave the floor to Emanuele Figueiredo of LBVS Management.
Yes, good morning. I have three questions. The first question is, can you provide some details on your banking facility? I'm most interested in on what sort of interest rate, i.e. spread, you're paying. And if you can tell us how much you are expecting to raise, that would also be great. My second question is, because this company is so important in your sector, will there be in any market potential regulatory issues because of very high market shares of Fila plus this company? And my third question, in your presentation, you mentioned that there is a suspension but non-binding clause. And my question here, does this mean that the seller can unilaterally pull from the agreement? And if they can do that, is there any penalty that they have to pay in your favor? Thank you very much.
So let me give you just a second so that I can gather some information. You made me a very precise question concerning the cost of indebtedness. I can tell you that this operation is done, has been done, with a pool of banks, a banking syndicate. It is our traditional suppliers, our three traditional suppliers, Unicredit, BNL, BNP, and Banca Intesa, and together with them also Mediobanca. So this is a banking syndicate, four banks which financed both acquisitions, so the acquisition of Dalar and the acquisition of Canson. If you give me 1 second, I can give you more quantitative details. Stefano De Rosa, I'm answering your question, the financing. We cannot fully disclose quantitative data. It will be in the medium to long run. The cost, we started from 1.5% margin, so it will be incremental of about 2.5% margin on Euribor. And it is specular when it comes to obligations and commitments. It will be in the medium to long run. So 6 years bullet and the additional part for Canson, accompanied by lines of working capital to support possible needs. I hope I've answered to your question. As regards the market shares, we made some checks, we made verifications with our lawyers, and basically we received all approvals on the part of the limits of our competitors. I think that this is not an issue, and it will not be an issue in the future. When you talk about paper, the paper business, those who are in line of analyzing the market shares basically talk about the paper sector in broad terms. And as they do so, even when Fila made acquisitions in its sector, and then we had to analyze the weight of Fila in the color sector, and also paper was introduced, paper for photocopies, for block notes, for example, figures are so big, bigger that we do not, that we are not even close to the limits which are considered to be relevant for our competitors. So this is not an issue at all. Third question. I'm going to repeat what I've said before. France is always a very peculiar country. So in this case, we did not sign exclusive agreement to discuss a deal. We have already finalized the deal. All the aspects of the deal were finalized, and that was accepted by the board of the counterpart. But this deal cannot be formalized. It cannot become official unless trade unions express their opinion, and their opinion has to be a non-binding opinion, but still opinion has to be respected. We have to respect it. Trade unions have up to 90 days, so it might even be the case that they express their approval before the deal, but they have 90 working days to express this non-binding opinion. This is an answer that will automatically make the deal effective. This won't have to be discussed in none of its parts. As we are talking about a non-binding opinion on the part of trade unions, and furthermore, for your information, I'm telling you that when the deal was presented some hours ago to the trade unions, it was very positively welcomed, because trade unions know very well that the stand-alone company would have faced lots of problems, and that it has there is a restructuring process in terms of its employees in which is ongoing. So the first reactions are very positive on the part of trade unions. So the issue we have to deal with is that we officially have to wait for a non-binding opinion of the trade unions for the positive outcome of the deal. But as it is, this is how it has to be done, because this is according to French law, and we have to comply with the French law.
Thank you.
So there was a question on penalties. No, on our part, no penalties. And also no penalties on the part of the seller. At the moment, there are no other questions. I would like to remind participants that they should press star 1 to book their question. No requests. So thank you very much to everybody. We are, of course, at your disposal for any clarification. Thank you.